afternoon. You are listening to CITR 11.9 FM in Vancouver, and you are tuned in to a brand new program here at CITR. My name is Andy Resto, and hopefully I'm going to be here for a little while, Mondays 3 to 4 p.m., playing you some nice noise and post-punk rock for you guys, following Chris Horrific. Yeah, I did not quite start the show the way I wanted to. I had a different band planned to play, and as I got in here, I realized that I completely forgot to grab it. I was going to play some of the new Ice Age. I might get that on later in the show. But I started it with some Cocteau Twins instead. I've been listening to Cocteau Twins a lot lately. Not super relevant nowadays, except for the fact that that song is called Heaven or Las Vegas, and I was recently back in my hometown of Las Vegas, so it's been on my mind recently. But we're going to get back to some more relevant music. Later on, I will also explain the title of my show, which I landed on somewhat arbitrarily. For now, I'm going to try to get into the music again. I've got a decent amount lined up, hoping to cram it all into this next hour. On Friday, Sebado is coming to town, and they're going to be opening up for Thurston Moore. So if you are in the mood to see some old men playing live music, then you can go ahead and head to the Biltmore on Friday. So I'm going to start by playing some Sebado off of my favorite album of theirs called Three. This song is called Down Mind. You are listening to CITR 11.9 FM, and this is The Burrow.
Thank you. speed of light squared. That's a big number. You're pretty big. We've got more of you than we can use. And the cameras in orbit will survey lines on the Earth that show where the corn is in the crater that we made out of you times son of a bitch squared. Here come the surveyors. Here come all. We'll be right back.
welcome back. It's still CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Andy, and you're listening to The Burrow. Hope everyone's doing all right out there, despite the incredibly dreary weather that we've been having. I guess it's a nice change from what it's been, if you want to look at it that way. What did we just hear? So, a couple things. I started that set off with Sebado, a track called Down Mind, and that's off of their album 3. And Sebado, that's probably their strangest album. Things like Bake Sale and stuff are a lot more just kind of hard rock influenced. But Sebado is going to be here on Friday in Vancouver at the Biltmore, opening up for Thurston Moore. So get excited. They're actually very good live. I saw them once. They cranked through probably 30 songs in their set. It's pretty impressive. After Sebado, I played some Shellac. And Shellac, the Steve Albini-led heavy thrashing group, has just come out with a new album and has an incredible title, which is Dude Incredible. It just came out this week, so go down to your local store and pick that up. I played the song called All the Surveyors off of that album. The album sounds pretty good, despite, again, these being older musicians, you might say, who are past their prime, potentially. Although an album like this comes out and you start to question that. Here at the station, I actually work here as the digital library coordinator. And one great aspect of that is that I run into a lot of hidden gems, hidden musical gems that I wouldn't have otherwise found. And the artists that I played after Shellac are one such band. It's a band called UT, or you could say UT. I don't know, I say UT. A trio of three ladies and an older band from back in the 1980s, I believe. The reason that I played this at this time is that they were actually produced by Steve Albini, at least on this one record that I have here. Their record called Griller from 1989 came out on Blast First Records. They also have another very good album called In Guts House, if you're interested in looking them up. And another such band that I just ran into today that I had not delved into before is a band called American Devices, and they are a punk band from Montreal. And I have a CD here that is a compilation or collection of a lot of their work from, it looks like, around 1979 to, I don't know, 2004, looks like. So I'm going to play a song from this called Coalshaft. And I just recently discovered this group, and I am very intrigued. So I hope you enjoy this. You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. This is American Devices. We'll be right back. And welcome back. You just heard The Mutators, local Vancouver punk group. That album is called Secret Life, and that came out in 2008. Mutators, of course, still around, have been around the Vancouver punk scene for quite some time now. Great band, very noisy. Before that was The American Devices, a group I've just recently discovered. They are from Montreal, and that song you heard was called Coal Shaft. Apparently it was released in 1981, so that band's very intriguing, and I will delve into that a little bit further. You are listening to a brand new program here on CITR. It is, I would say, tentatively titled, but since I'm already starting, I guess this is the official title. I don't really have anything else to back up on, but I'm calling this The Burrow. That, for those of you who are wondering, is a reference to a short story by Franz Kafka. Of course, very, very famous Jewish author from Prague back in the 20th century. What happens in the story is that there's this mole. There's no real reference to it actually being a mole, but it's building this home, and it's like underground. It's building a burrow. It's building a den, and it starts to hear this strange tapping sound in some distance away, and it can't tell where it's coming from. He knows it's coming from underground, and it's through his walls and his burrow, and it just keeps nagging at him day after day, night after night, whatever. You can't really tell day from night. Of course, it's underground. But it pretty much drives him insane. He is constantly anxious and kind of dreams up these confrontations with this creature that he thinks is making this noise, and what's going to happen when he runs into it, why he needs to keep going further and further underground, and pretty much builds this incredibly elaborate, dense network of dens and little burrows, and is banging his head against the walls trying to make it as secure as possible. And in natural Kafka fashion, the story is unfinished, so it's kind of left on edge. Anyhow, I thought somehow that was very fitting for the sound of music that I wanted to play, and what I think, either positive or negative, sometimes music can do to a person's psyche. Anyhow, moving on in this inaugural episode, I mentioned earlier, there's a show at the Biltmore this Friday with Sebado and Thurston Moore. There's another very good show of local groups this Friday at Redgate. Cosmetics, Weird Candle, one other group, and then this group who I'm about to play called Zoo. If you wanted to look up Zoo, you'd have to spell it correctly. It's //Zoo. And I've got a few tracks on their SoundCloud here. I'm going to play one of them, a song called Softcore. Now I find this very, entertaining. Not to excuse my language here, but on their SoundCloud, they have, tags for the music, and the hashtag for Zoo is fuck music. So anyway, I find that very entertaining. That's what you're about to get into. I'm going to play you some Zoo. Song called Softcore, and then move on to some new Pharmacon. So it's CITR 101.9. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
welcome back. Still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Pharmacon. And Pharmacon has a new album coming out in the very near future, October 14th. So in 2 weeks. All I will say is that you should be very excited about that. It's called Body Betrays Itself. Check out the cover. It is very nice. Laying down with a bunch of organs laid out over her chest. So some ribs and, you know, livers, etc. Anyhow, so before that was Zoo. And Zoo is going to be at Redgate this Friday. Very exciting local band. And it should be a good show. Probably a bit of a dark show. Cosmetics will be there, as well as Weird Candle. What else do I have? Oh, before I forget, so I've been playing some music in the background during these sets while I've been speaking, just because I find that my voice might be a little bit boring to anybody out there listening. What I've been playing is the new Vivek Ensemble release. So they did a split with Wandering Halls, their new band in Vancouver. Wandering Halls has 3 tracks on their side, and then Vivek Ensemble, as is typical, have just 1 track for the whole length of their record, and it is called Untitled Number 5. Anyhow, next up, a band called Coban, from right here in Vancouver. And they had a record come out recently called Vide. I say Vide. You might say Vide. It's V-I-D-E. It is quite good. I'm going to play... It came out end of July, so it's been out for about 2 months or so. I'm going to play a song called Repeller from that album. You can also find this on Bandcamp and stream it. And then after that... I don't know, I'm debating. We might hear some pop, probably hear some Lust for Youth. I don't know, stay tuned. It's going to be a surprise. Anyhow, here is Repeller by Coban. We'll be right back. Alrighty, so welcome back. Listening to CITR. Sorry, there's actually someone calling me in here to the studio, so I'll try to get to that quickly. I'm coming up to the end of the show. I'm going to do what I meant to do at the beginning of the show and try and play some Ice Age for you. New Ice Age album, Plowing to the Field of Love. Seems really good. Thank you for listening. This has been the debut episode of The Burrow. Hoping to be here Mondays, 3 to 4 p.m. My name's Andy. Thank you for listening. Any artists or anything out there who are interested in doing maybe interviews coming on the air, I'm open to that. It's something I would like to do on this show. If anyone wants to play live in the studio, etc. So anyhow, thanks for listening. This is Ice Age, and I'll follow that up with some Total Control, and I'll see you next week. Thanks.
two things I would carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
The wishes we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
I can't